अतिथां भवने वैष्णवे ॐ अज्ञानतिमरान्धशाज्ञाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्दे गुरुं ईशानीश्वरतारकं तत्प्रकाशमश्च तत्शक्तिं कृष्णचैतन्यसंहितं So Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak on the principle of Guru Tattva.
Loudly.
Louder.
Louder. Make it.
And Guru Tattva, or the truth of Guru, or what is Guru, and the importance of taking a spiritual master and worshipping the spiritual master as good as God, is a principle that's been followed for many thousands and thousands of years in India. And in all the religious traditions of the world, this is a common fact. Even Jesus Christ himself took a guru, and he took initiation from John the Baptist. And if you read in the Bible, you'll see the story where John the Baptist told Jesus that I don't feel that I'm worthy to initiate you,
sound
to
maker.
Baptize you.
It is not good, the sound.
Sound more?
And so, at any rate, Jesus said, please suffer it to be so. So, after he had allowed himself to be baptized by John, a voice came from the sky and said, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased. So, even Lord Ramachandra and in India, all these great avatars of God have all taken initiation from a spiritual master. And in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of our Goswamis, in his Srimukta Charita, in his Nandi Sloka, introductory sloka to his book, he has stated very clearly why the Guru is revered and worshipped so much in this Krishna consciousness movement. And the verse goes, Nama Shrestum Manumapi Sachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tashagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtabatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Aho Radhika Madhavasam Krapto Yasya
Pratidasam Shigurum Tamna Tosmi
Guru is so valuable because he is the giver of Sri Nama. He gives the name of Krishna. And when he gives this name, he imparts all the potency, the whole Guru Parampara, into this Nama. And Nama then becomes much more powerful. Actually, people think that what is the difference between the instruction Srila Gurudev is giving and the instruction that I may give or someone else may give? But Prithu Maharaj explains in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam what is the difference between the sound vibration that Guru gives and an ordinary soul gives. When he states, Sautama Shloka Mahan Mukachuto Bhavat Padam Boja Sudha Kananila Shmritim Punar Navishmrita Tattva Vartmanam Kuyoginam Navitarat Yalambarai. That the sound taken from a self-realized soul is different from the same sound that we can vibrate. Because this sound that he is giving us, he's taking from his realization of the smell of the saffron particles of the lotus feet of the Lord. And therefore this sound is surcharged with Shakti, Shabda Brahma. It's a special quality. Even though it sounds like the same sound as the material sky, it's different. And therefore the sound emanating from the spiritual master, from the self-realized soul, is of a much higher and special quality. And so Raghunath Das Goswami states that this name that he is giving is of this quality. He's tasting the saffron particles emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Sri Krishna, and he is giving us this sound. So this nama is much more powerful, taken from a self-realized soul. And this is why many people try to imitate gurus, and they think simply by taking some order of life, some ashram, whether it be sannyas, brahmacharya, grihastha, or vanaprast, that therefore they have become as good as guru. And in a sense, they may be siksha guru, but a diksha guru is giving, a bona fide diksha guru is giving the sound surcharged with the saffron particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore the sound can excite the soul. The soul vibrates at a higher frequency. And happiness will come as a result. Whereas we may imitate the same exact sound. And I saw when our Srila Prabhupada left the planet, many could speak just like Srila Prabhupada. They could imitate his hand movements and his lip movements and lick their lips just like Srila Prabhupada and even walk with a cane like Srila Prabhupada. But in the end, it was all just imitation. And their sound, eventually they became tired of hearing it themselves and met with very inauspicious ends. So we're experiencing this in the world today. Srila Gurudev is giving the same sound that was given originally by Bhagavan Sri Krishna when he was on this planet. And actually, Srimati Radhika, she is Adi Guru. She's teaching us in our line how to worship Sri Krishna and how to love Sri Krishna. And actually, we are of her nature. We are not Vishayatattva. We're not the enjoyers. We're of the enjoyed nature. We're Ashrayatattva. Krishna is Vishayatattva. So Srila Gurudev explains very clearly how our relationship is. We're in this line. So Guru gives this understanding, and he reveals not only Krishna's name, he gives us the transcendental sound, Manum, the Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, which some of you were given today. And if you chant these mantras and deeply respect the mantra and listen and hear and contemplate the meaning of these words you're chanting, these are not just words. There's so much potency. Shaktis, energies. This is Shabda Brahma. And only Guru who is experiencing Shabda Brahma, who knows what is this other dimension, can give us some idea through experience of what is Shabda Brahma and what is a transcendental sound. They can give so much bliss to the soul. And therefore the soul will be satisfied and then the senses can be controlled. And moreover, this sound that Gurudev is giving can control Krishna. And because he can control Krishna, therefore, he can bring Krishna into our lives. Otherwise, what we're doing is just exercises in futility. We can try with all our might, but without this connection, it's stated that one can go on for many, many eons of lifetimes and never, ever. It's like a ship without a rudder. The ship may set out on a port for a destination, but without a rudder, without a guide, without the captain of the ship guiding the ship, through this transcendental sound, we'll never reach our goal. So you should understand that you're very fortunate in being able to meet a guru like Srila Gurudev. I felt when Srila Prabhupada left that we would never have another guru, where there was one cheater after another coming. And I see they came and broke so many hearts of so many disciples, including myself, here in the Philippines and all around the world this happened. And so when Srila Gurudev came and I felt the same joy that Srila Prabhupada could give, the exact same, not even 1 cent difference. Then I knew, oh, I've won the lottery a second time. So you should understand you've won the lottery, but what you make of it is what you make of it. This is what our independence is all about. So Gurudev gives us Manumapi, this Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, our Gayatri mantras. He gives them all. And if you chant them very carefully and with honor and respect, worshiping your spiritual master, you'll see a very nice result. This, I'm sure, without a doubt, 100%, you will get a result. It's a science. It's like chemistry. If you combine two atoms of hydrogen and an atom of oxygen, every time if you do this, you will get water. Every time. It's just like that. It's spiritual science. So there's many that have followed Christ and so many popes, and if you study the history of the popal reigns, there's been so much, same kind of thing would happen to us. So many cheaters have come. In fact, there were even some during the scourge or the Borgias, the women, Lucretia Borgia decided that she didn't even need her husband, the Pope, and she poisoned him and took over the Catholic Church. So these are some of the histories if you study what happened throughout the eons and ages of deviating from the line of a bona fide spiritual master, of a bona fide guru. So we're very fortunate to be here today, to be able to be in the presence, to feel the love and affection that Srila Gurudev has for us all. Otherwise, why would he be traveling all over the world at such an advanced age? Srila Gurudev wears out young people. I to travel with him for a while, and after you're with him, you need time to recuperate. He's traveling tirelessly, just like Srila Prabhupada, exactly the same. Not one iota different. And I can see that he's in bliss and samadhi in these shastras that he's giving us. So we should take it to heart and read these books and make them our life and soul and try to understand and imbibe the knowledge that they're giving. Because this is knowledge of the soul. And he's imparting this Shabda Brahma, this spiritual sound. Very important point. And we should understand it and be able to articulate it to others if we want to call ourselves disciples. Srila Prabhupada once said, disciple means discipline. So this is a discipline to follow by chanting every day, chanting these mantras, and trying to understand their meaning, and then trying to impart them to others. This is the specialty of the bona fide spiritual master and his message, and how we can execute his order. And this is the life force, the prana, of a disciple, is in carrying out this order. And Sri Guru Charane Ratti, Aise Utamagati. We sing this, in ISKCON we sung this song every day, and there are many devotees who do not know at all what the meaning of it is. But Sri Guru Charane Ratti means that by developing Rati, or love, for the spiritual master, then all perfections can come. Sarva Siddhi Hoy, all perfections. That the Ladini Shakti, this happiness Shakti, the bliss Shakti that we're all seeking. We all want some bliss. Everyone's after the bliss in this material world. But the only reason we're here is because we've discovered that by the methods that we've tried all our lives, life after life, drinking, smoking, eating whatever we want, doing whatever we want, these things have given us an opposite result. So we're hoping here that today, that by driving on this spiritual path, we can actually achieve some real happiness. And if we're sincere, Srila Gurudev can deliver. Srila Prabhupada said it's like the deity, the gurus, Guru Tattva, Krishna. He's like a mailbox. And the deity is just like that. He's there to accept our love. Sri Guru is there to accept our love on behalf of Krishna. And if you put your envelope into the bona fide mailbox, even it may have a 5,000, 10,000 mile destination, it will reach its proper destination. This is a bona fide path. So this is the potency of accepting a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, anyone can say they're guru. You can say you're a mailbox, and you can accept letters and posts, but they never reach their destination. Okay, so I'm going to end now. And I hope everyone will take these words seriously. Adios.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyanate Marandasya Ginam Gina Salakaya Chaksur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurubhi Namaha Banchakal Panutave Banchakal Patrubhisya Kripasyam Nubhai Vache Patitanam Pabanibhyo Vaishnavibhi Namaha.
Can you speak something?
Yes, yes.
Come here.
We are all looking for happiness in this world. And in the Shastra, it is said, Tasmat Guru Prapajeta Jidnasu Sriya Uttama Sabde Parichanistatam Brahmanyo Paramasama Sritam. That if we are really looking for happiness, we must search out for the bona fide spiritual master and take shelter in him or surrender unto him. The spiritual master must know all the conclusion of the Shastra, or the scripture, and he must be able to convince others with such conclusion. And the spiritual master, he must be completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he must be freed from all material consideration, material attachment. And we have tried to accept spiritual master previously, and we've been frustrated. In my case, I had First of all, I have a guru who sits down and Vyasa-san who cries. And we thought, oh, he must have absorbed in Radha and Krishna. And his eyes, his tears flow from his eyes. But later on, we found out that this guru is very high in drugs. So, and later on, this guru became exposed and he fell down. And then we have to accept another guru, but we are not satisfied because that person, we don't feel any love and affection from him. And I got into the Ritvik ideas that only Srila Prabhupada should be the guru in the society of ISKCON, and he's the only pure devotee on earth. So I was, at that time, I was a little bit convinced in that idea, 80%. But when I met Gurudev, I am very convinced that Gurudev is a sadhu, he's a saintly person. And I tried to usher to him by the mercy of my friend Radhakanta Prabhu. Some of my friends from the Ritvik, he told us, oh, don't associate with Narayan Maharaj. He is against the Ritvik. So I told him, well, Narayan Maharaj is a sadhu. So why should we not associate with him? So he said, well, anyway, he had write an article about the Ritvik, against the Ritvik. So I insisted, but still the Shastra said, sadhu sangha, sarva sastroi, labha mata sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. With that concept, I pursued my association with Srila Gurudev, and I served him, and I have faith in him. So, I still have doubt because I have heard so many things that Srila Narayan Maharaj has given teaching which is not similar or in contradiction to Srila Prabhupada. So I've heard about the Gopi Bhav and these different topics. So, but still I think we should examine if his teaching is in the Shastra or not. Because we've heard many things that it sounds in the beginning for the beginners that Prabhupada have never spoken of. But later on I found out that whatever Srila Gurudev is teaching, it is in Srila Prabhupada's books, mostly in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because in ISKCON we are not discussing so much Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I become fully convinced that whatever is teaching is in the Shastra, in the writing of six Goswamis. And I surrendered to Gurudev, and I found out all the qualification of the bona fide spiritual master is being possessed by Srila Gurudev. So now we have taken Diksha from Srila Gurudev, and most of us actually are not very qualified. We had a very qualified spiritual master, and in order for us to make spiritual advancement, both has to be qualified. The guru has to be qualified, and the disciple has to be qualified. So by Gurudev's mercy, he's giving so many initiation for a people who may not be qualified. So we should I think we should try our best to qualify ourselves by serving him through his instruction, through his desires. Like Srila Gurudev is writing so many books, and we should try to read all of them and try to distribute them to others. And in this way we can serve our Gurudev. We don't have much to offer to Gurudev, but we can only offer ourselves to him by following his instruction. We chant our Gayatri mantras, we chant the holy names, and we spread his teaching. We assist him in a small amount we can do, and by doing this we can make spiritual advancement.
Very good. Very good.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Iti Namine Om Gyana Trimandasya Gena Gena Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Taismai Sri Gurubai Nama. I'm very fortunate that I'm here in this festival. Anyway, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhado Matta Sarvam Pravartate Itimatva Vajanteimam Buddha Bada Samambita. He said that We should give our life to Krishna. He is the source of everything. If we are convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should give our life and soul to Him. And also, without the mercy of the Guru, we cannot serve Krishna. I've been serving, I joined in 1977 here in this Krishna consciousness, and my engagement is to distribute books of Prabhupada. And sometime with Radhakanta, we distribute 10 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam with different attorney, different university. This is the secret how to give your life to Krishna. Distribute of the books of our Acharya. By distributing this book, automatically we are distributing this Krishna consciousness. Srila Gurudev said yesterday he said that Harinama Harinama Eva Kevalam Kalo Naste Naste Eva Naste Eva Naste Gatir Anyataha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means to achieve the real happiness is to chant the name of Krishna. There is no other way. I've been traveling all over the Philippines island. In fact, I go to Thailand, Singapore, Brunei, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, India. I've been convincing this foreigner to chant the name of Krishna. Anyway, I've been joining this movement for a long time. In the beginning, I have one guru. The name is Hansaduta. And second guru. The name is Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And the last and first guru is my Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj. So every devotee, just like here, we come here for 5 days. You cannot see the beauty of this place. By the mercy of my Gurudev, everything's done. The deed is done. Everything is here is done. The cleaning is done. Radesh Prabhu, he said to me, you be in charge and doing this. We cannot do anything. Krishna said, He is the source of everything. That's why if you have faith to the Guru and Krishna, then everything done. Don't think that we are a doer of our activities. We don't do anything, but by the mercy of Krishna, we can do anything. I cannot tell you anything that I'm telling only my realization. So please chant the holy name of God and always have a good, strong faith to the Guru and always preach the gospel of Krishna all over the Philippine island. I wrote a nice wisdom there. Whether we are ready or not, someday our life will come to an end. There will be no more sunrises, no minute, hours, or day. All the things that you collected, even treasured or forgotten, will pass to someone else. Mother, father, sister, your loved ones. If you die, you cannot bring. Even your one hair, you cannot bring. I remember when Gurudev, first I met, he said, you are married? Yes, I'm married. But he said to me, your wife and children is Krishna conscious? I told to Gurudev, no, she has been associating with a family. That's why it's so hard to convince him to be Krishna conscious. And Gurudev said, are you coming to the graveyard of your wife? I told him, no, why not give your life? For 8 years, you can see me. I am nothing right now. We are making a lot of disciples of Gurudev in Manila, but some people cannot come because of financial problem. But all over the Philippine island, those people who is not from other religion, other members, we encourage them to chant the Hare Krishna. We should always encourage people to chant the Hare Krishna. Our life is very, very short. We cannot say that tomorrow will die. We can say that tomorrow will die, but we should see to it that we should encourage people to love Krishna because tomorrow will die. We cannot bring even 1 cent, even one hair at the time of death. So by the mercy of Gurudev, even I'm not coming to him openly, sometimes it's very far, but I have faith with the Guru, that's why we are still here. My life is so miserable. So by the mercy of the Guru, I'm become nothing even now. Please try to cooperate in this mission in the Philippines. We become successful. Thank you very much. Somebody is coming from Indian community. So we invite in Bacolod, we have a nice program with Chamarani Didi. The Indian community come, even I'm not qualified. Chamarani Didi said, why it's easy to convince people, Krishna Chandra? What is your secret? The secret is to surrender the Guru. If you don't surrender to the Guru, your life is very, very miserable. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Bhakti Vedanta Narayanan Itana. Actually, about that was 2003, nung last time na dumating dito si Gurudev, and actually he gave one very nice lecture. At ang sinabi niya, sa isang lecture niya, nasabi niya na pag meron daw isang nagtitinda ng isang butil, lahat tayo para tayong magsasaka daw, sabi niya. Ang hinahanap natin is yung...
Go on. So, also to understand.
Guru wants me to speak in Tagalog.
No. You should speak in that language.
Yes, thank you so much. So sabi ni Guru Dave na lahat tayo dito, I think to a certain point, naghahanap tayo ng tunay na yung butil, yung seed. No? Ngayon, kung nakahanap ka daw ng isang nagbebenta ng tunay na butil, ang dapat mong gawin ay at once, you have to go to that merchant and purchase at once. Kaya nasa si Pitambar, Prabhu, nasa Pitambar ko, umalis na. Actually, I have one devotee here na kanina, kahapon, pinipilit ko siya. Sabi ko, Prabhu, ilang beses na tayo magkasama, ilang beses na tayong na-initiate, ilang beses na dito mga three timers sa totoo, tumaas ng kamay. No? Ilan? Nakatatlo na tayo. Sige, Chadunat, ako, si Ishwara. No? Karamihan sa amin dito, nakatatlong beses na kami. Actually, when anong maging devotee ako ng 1970, nag-hope kami na initiate kami ni Prabhupada. Pero hindi ko alam na nung unang panahon na yon, meron palang isang merchant na tinatry niya magbenta ng seed sa amin, pero yung seed na yon, reserve lamang pag yung tunay na nagbebenta na, yumao na. Kaya nung umabot ng 1977, nung wala na si Prabhupada, ang sama-sama ng loob namin. Sabi ko, wala na si Prabhupada. So that's why, ang target namin ay si Shridhar Maharaj. It so happened, nung dumating na ako nung 1989, that time, no? When I was in Mayapur, nakita ako dun sa kabilang ng Ganges River. Sabi ko, sa kabilang yan, andan si Shridhar Maharaj eh. Kung pwede lang akong tumawid, tatawid ako. It so happened, takot ako dahil baha noon eh. So hindi ako nakatawid. So kaya itong dumating na si Guru Dave, sinabi nga niya na pag meron kang alam na nagtitinda ng tunay na butil, bilhin niyo agad. So that's why we are so fortunate. But actually, hindi tayo basta fortunate lang. Kundi, meron din kasi, inasmuch as si Guru Dave ang nagtitinda ng isang seed na totoo, meron ding taong tinatawag na trader, kagaya ng business ko. Actually, merong may-ari ng sasakyan na binibenta ko. Ako ang parang trader. Ngayon, dun sa seed na binili nyo ngayon, merong trader dyan. Ang I think, mga trader dyan is kagaya ni Mother Gaurangi, no? Sa Manila, Jadunat, sa Bacolod, Radamohan, nasa si Radamohan, Prabhu? Yung mga trader niyan. Nasa mga taga Bacolod dito, tumaas ang kamay. Prabhu, magpasalamat kayo dun sa trader na nagturo sa inyo para makabili kayo ng tunay na butil kay Shila Gurudev. Kaya pag, bago kayo umuwi, no? Or pag uwi nyo na, magpasalamat kayo, Prabhu, maraming salamat. Nakabili kami ng tunay na butil. Dahil sabihin ko sa inyo, yung butil na yan, ako, sa totoo lang, maraming alam ng devotee dito, lulubog lilitaw ako. Pero somehow, yung butil na itinim ni Guru Dev, andun, malakas, matibay. Kasi ang tunay na butil daw, matibay yan eh. Hindi namamatay basta. In the same way, yung mga taga Manila, sino mga taga Manila dito, magtaas ng kamay. Prabhus, magpasalamat kayo sa dalawang tatlong trader dyan. Si Krishna Chandra, Prabhu, at saka si Yadunath, at si Mother Gaurangi. No? Sino pa? Ishwara Puripa, isa pa yan, isang magaling na trader yan. No? Magpasalamat kayo dyan. Dahil sa akin, ako mismo nagpapasalamat din ako, nakita ko na sa pagpupunyagi ko, no? Ang pinakamamahal kong dating Namahat member kong si Mother Mitra Binda andito na. Galit na galit na ako na dyan, no? Sabi ko, ha? Pero kung talagang seryoso kayo, I tell you, si Krishna will really lead you to the right person. Kaya nga sabi nga ni Guru Dave, nung una ko siyang ma-meet, sabi niya, huwag ka maghinayang na parang pakiramdam ko, nasayang yung panahon ko, imagine. Pure na pure ako and everything yun, pakiramdam ko, nawala lahat. Sabi niya, no, in fact, when Atunga Vidya Didi came, sabi niya nun, huwag niyong isipin na nasayang yan. Parang practice yung ginawa niyo, Prabhus. Yung mga nanggaling sa Haribol Philippines, sa ISKCON and everything. Pamilya pa rin natin sila. Yun nga lang, binigyan kayo nila ng practice. Para sa ganun, yung tunay na, andito na kay Guru Dave mismo. Kaya pasalamat tayo doon sa ganung nagkataon na sitwasyon ba. And then another thing pa, bago ako magtapos. One time tinanong ko si Guru Dave, ano ang value ng Gayatri Mantra? Ano bang dapat kung ano, yan ba'y para ma-purify ako? Sabi ni Guru Dave, hindi lamang yan para ma-purify ka. It's like a diet, sabi niya. Ano mangyayari sa iyo kung halimbawa hindi ka pakainin? Mother Gaurangi, alam ko, nako, away. Pag walang prasadam, di ba? Nasaan yung anak mo? Nasaan si ano? Yung sabi mong magagalit pa pag hindi makakain ng todo. Ayun. Di ba? If you don't eat, then you will die. And the soul will come out of this body. Kaya sinabi ni Guru Dave, yung Gayatri Mantra daw, yung mantra na receive ninyo, pagkain nyo yan. Ha? Pag hindi kayo kumain, spiritually, mamamatay kayo. Kaya kung minsan, Prabhu, weak ako ngayon and everything. Di ba paano, hindi ka kumakain, Ginoo? Ha? Sabi, Prabhu, maaya ako and everything, and ganyan-ganyan. Eh, syempre, anong kinakain mo? Puros mga sabaw lamang at saka mga kung ano-anong dukot. Kumain kayo na masarap. No? In that way, you will be happy. No? And then, kung ano man ang meron kayo, lagi niyong pagbutihin. Nabigyan na kayo ng mantra, nabigyan na kayo ng Gayatri, ng Harinam. Sabi ko kay Guru Dev, Guru Dev, please bless me. Sabi niya, no, blessing is not enough. No? Sabi niya, the Guru will extend his hand, little finger, you have to hold on that. Ang relasyon natin kay Guru Dave, no? Is eternal. No? Tatandaan niyo yan. Eternal na yan, Prabhu. Wala nang makabago dyan sa inyo. Once na pinanganak ka na, maski ano mangyari kung minsan sasabi mo, Prabhu, ayaw ko na kasi nakakahiya, eh, ganyan. No. Kaya ganitong gusto ko mangyari sa inyo, Prabhu, please. Sa atin, kuminsan, I really hate to say this. May tendency tayo mga Pilipino devotee. Ah, maya yan, nonsense. Eh. Kita mo, nag-pull down din yan. Mabuli. Magpo-pull down ka rin. Di ba? Kuminsan, palag-aaway, di ba? Magpo-pull down ka rin, nonsense ka. No, huwag ganun, Prabhu. Pag medyo nakita niyo yung naghihihin ng isang kapatid ninyo, lapitan ninyo. Kung wala kayong relationship sa kanya, lumapit kayo kung sino may relationship. Tulungan niyo. In that way, we will be very happy. Ako, matanda na ako, 54 years old ako, pauwi na ako, Prabhu, kaya papunta ka lamang sa totoo lang, no? So, kaming mga, marami na kami mga sakit-sakit, si Ishwara Puri, marami na rin mga sakit-sakit. So, you have to think about that, Prabhu, and maraming salamat, at andito kayong lahat, and ako mismo, nabuhay na naman ako ulit, nagpapasalamat ako. Siguro, Dave, ang isang tao na never kang titingnan yung mga mali mo. Kaya sa totoo, parang yun ang feeling ko kay Guru Dave. He's so kind na unang makita ka niya, sabihin niya agad, akala ko kalimutan mo na ako. Whereas mga iba nun, talagang babakbakan ka, remember? So, kaya magpasalamat tayo. Shila Guru Dave Ki!
Jnanam timirandasya jnananjana salakayo Chaksuram Militam Yena Tasma Sri Gurave Namah.
Very good.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astovdita Satishri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astovdita Satishri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about the bona fide spiritual master. Who is he and what is the benefit?
Any subject you can speak.
I'm sorry?
Any subject.
Okay.
But not many subjects.
So in that regard, in relation to Guru Tattva and also Srimad Bhagavatam, because yesterday Srila Gurudev was speaking about the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, the questions by the sages of Naimisharanya to Sri Suta Goswami. You are blessed with many years. You're a senior devotee because you have taken shelter of your own spiritual master. So we trust that you can tell us what will make us happy. Not our body, we're not speaking about our body, because the body is just pus, blood, stool, and urine. But how can the soul be happy? So in the course of his explanation, Suta Goswami told the sages of Naimisharanya about the history of how the Vedic literatures became manifest in this world. And within that history, we find the beauty of Guru Tattva, the established principle of Guru. Sri Krishna is the Lord of all worlds. His mere expansion breathes in and out innumerable universes. His literary incarnation, one of his incarnations, Ramadi Murti Sukalani Aminatistan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Swami Bhava Paramapamanjo Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Sri Krishna is the Lord of innumerable worlds and innumerable incarnations. One of his very important incarnation is his literary incarnation. He manifested as Sri Vyasadeva to give us all the Vedic literatures, which are the knowledge coming from the spiritual world, to cut away all of our misconceptions. This knowledge is the reality for the welfare of all. And this truth uproots the threefold miseries. Simply by hearing from Shastra, or reading, or hearing from the bona fide guru, who is the person Bhagwat, there's the book Bhagwat and the person Bhagwat, all miseries are disappeared, all benedictions are given, all desires are fulfilled. Whatever we would want, we can't get in this material world, because this material world is just a shadow reflection of the spiritual world. Just like a tree reflected in the water. There are so many fruits and flowers on the real tree, but when it's reflected in the water, if I go after those fruits and flowers, I simply get muddy water, muddy water. So the scriptures give us the reality which is distinguished from the shadow illusion for the welfare of all. And Sri Guru is the person Bhagwat, just as we have the book Bhagwat. So the literary incarnation of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, manifested the one Veda, complete knowledge, being full of compassion for the fallen souls. Then, seeing that the people in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, which began 5,000 years ago, they would not be able to understand the depth of wisdom. So he divided the Veda into four, then wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata, the Puranas, and so many other scriptures, including Bhagavad Gita. But still, his heart was not satisfied. He gave all knowledge how one can go to the heavenly planets, how one can purify and peace, make peaceful his existence by establishing Varnashram. He discussed elaborately the impersonal aspect of God, which is his bodily effulgence, but still he wasn't satisfied. So feeling dissatisfied at heart, even though he worshipped his spiritual master, he knew how to perform sacrifice and teach sacrifice for elevation of human society, still his heart was not satisfied. So he was thinking of his dissatisfaction and thinking of the welfare of all living entities. And then, just at that moment, to show us that when we're dissatisfied, when we realize that material life cannot make us happy, the spiritual master, the mercy manifestation of the Lord, comes to us. So Srila Vyasadeva, he's a literary incarnation. He was never immersed in matter, but he realized that all the scriptures he was thus far presenting couldn't give the supreme benefit to the living entities. So as he was thinking in this way, his spiritual master, Narada Muni, descended to his ashram.
Can you speak on Prahlad Maharaj?
Narada Muni is the disciple of Brahma, the first created being, whose spiritual master is Krishna himself. So Narada Muni asked him, so why aren't you satisfied? You've developed all the Vedic literatures, you've written about them, you've written how one should accept a bona fide guru, you've written about attainment of the heavens, freedom from birth and death, liberation. Why aren't you satisfied? So Vyasadeva said, you please tell me why I'm not satisfied. You're the doctor. I'm just the patient. The guru is the doctor. He can feel the pulse of all his disciples, not only his disciples, but all living entities, and say exactly what medicine is prescribed to make him happy. So Narada told him that I will tell you my history, and by knowing my history, you'll be able to see how to make all your living entities happy by the perfect literature. So Narada told that in the previous day of Brahma, some millions of years before, I was the son of a very poor maidservant, very simple woman and a poor maidservant. But fortunately, she was serving the pure devotees, the great sages, the four Kumaras, and other pure Vaishnavas. And it was during the rainy season and the autumn season when the Vaishnavas all stayed in one place for 4 months. So at that time, I was able to hear them speak their transcendental knowledge. Already I was not misbehaved. I never spoke more than necessary. I was well behaved. But that was still material. When I heard the transcendental knowledge from these great Vaishnavas, I became aware that this material body is just a shadow, that it has no substance, and trying to make this body happy is just like putting food in the pockets. You can't get any nourishment because this body is just like a shirt and a coat. So putting the food in the shirt and the coat's pockets doesn't satisfy us. So one time, I took the remnants of foodstuffs that was eaten by those pure devotees. And just by eating those foodstuffs, my transcendental knowledge, my awareness that I'm not this perishable body made of pus and blood, that I have another existence beyond matter. Actually, there are three powerful substances in this world. One is the remnants of the foodstuffs taken by the pure devotee. The other is the water that has washed the lotus feet of the pure devotee. And the third is the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee. So Narada said, by once taking the remnants of their foodstuffs, my transcendental knowledge expanded and expanded. And thus, by taking their footsteps, when I heard the glories of Krishna from them, I became so attracted to the Lord, and I lost all interest in any other subject. In this regard, I will mention that during prasadam time tonight, we have the remnants of Srila Gurudev's prasadam, and we'll be distributing that during prasadam, and also the water that washed his lotus feet, one of the three most powerful substances in this world. So Narada explained that the four sages, they left after the rainy season was over, and I had become so detached that by the will of the Lord, my mother, when she was going out to milk the cows in the evening, my mother was bitten by a snake in the leg, and she instantly died. By hearing the transcendental knowledge from the pure devotees, I didn't lament and say, oh, Krishna made me suffer by killing my mother. He was fully detached, seeing how everything is due to the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for my benefit. So without looking back, he immediately went to the forest and traveled throughout all the mining cities and the towns and villagers. He finally entered the forest and began meditating and performing austerity for many, many years. At some point, by the mercy of his gurus, he was able to realize the Lord's presence, that is, Lord Narayan appeared to him in a flash and then disappeared. And because he had appeared by the mercy of his guru and following the instruction of his guru, he began to weep. No matter how hard he tried to get back that same meditation, it wouldn't happen. And then the Lord appeared to him by sound vibration and said, for the rest of this life, you will not see me permanently because I want you to develop more and more attachment for me. If anyone has even the slightest attachment for matter, for even in the mode of goodness, to meditate on me in a secluded place, not unconditionally, then you can't see me eternally. So now, go around the entire world and chant my glories. Tell everyone about me, sing about me, and then at the end of this life, you'll achieve me and you'll be able to see me eternally. So Narada Muni followed his instruction, and he went everywhere in the world, humble, non-envious, and fully satisfied, just glorifying the Lord. So now all of the glories of the Lord that were told by Narada and that were manifested by Vyasadeva is now in book form, because Srila Gurudev, who is the person Bhagwat, has manifested in his trance of meditation all these very beautiful books that you can take home with you and share with your friends and relatives and people that you meet. So then, Narada told Vyasadeva, so this is my history. At the point of death, just as lightning and thunder, lightning and illumination happen instantly at the same time, by the will of the Lord, I left this body made of the five gross elements and instantly attained a spiritual body. And in that spiritual body, not only do I go all over the world, but I go all over the universes, spiritual world, material world. So Gurudev explained, this is a real Dikshit. This is a person who has actually fully surrendered to his guru and has gotten the full blessings of his Diksha mantras, that he is so free, he has so become so free from his Diksha mantras and his chanting of the Lord's holy names that he's able to travel, what to speak of in this world, everywhere in the Lord's creation, giving out the Lord's mercy. So there's no impediment. If we have a desire and are surrendered to our Gurudev, as Krishna Chandra Prabhu mentioned, there's no limit to the beautiful services that we can render. Plus, we become an associate of the Lord and a playmate of the Lord. So after Narada revealed this very beautiful history to Vyasadeva, he said, now you should know that any literature which is devoid of devotional service to the Lord just serves to agitate the mind. And even transcendental knowledge of self-realization If it's devoid of devotional service to the Lord, it never makes one satisfied, that impersonal knowledge. So therefore, you're very qualified because you're the veritable incarnation of the Lord. And in fact, when Vyasadeva first received Narada and worshipped him, he said, and this applies also to Srila Gurudev and all bona fide spiritual masters, that is, you are just like the sun. You can be everywhere all at the same time. You're just like the air, which can penetrate the inner regions of all living beings. Similarly about Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami said of his spiritual master Suta Goswami, or rather Suta Goswami said of his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, that just like the super soul, he can enter into the hearts of all. So Srila Gurudev has that same exact qualification and even more, because he is the personal servant, maidservant of Srimati Radhika, the highest istadev that anyone can have, and therefore he's the most powerful guru to enter in our heart and totally cleanse it, sweep away all anartas, all misgivings. And this is the meaning of Diksha, that he gives transcendental knowledge of our relationship with Krishna and takes away all anartas and all impediments. So Narada Muni told Vyasadev, you're qualified to go into trance. So you should go into trance and think about all of Krishna's pastimes. You say that you wrote the Vedic literatures,